Welcome to Chayil, your daily drop of strength, Torah tools for serenity and joy.
Shalom and welcome to Tuesday's Toolbox. For today, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we'll be talking about do what you can. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that we don't have to complete something in order for it to be something worthwhile doing. There is a concept in Torah that a mitzvah, nikra al shem gomro, a mitzvah is called after the one who completes it. And so, in general, we try very hard to complete that which we begin. In fact, this reminds me of quite an interesting anecdote. About 28 years ago, coming up this January, this Shabbat, was the first Gulf War. And the first Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the Gulf War, I was due to have a baby any day. And we had moved in with some very dear friends of ours in order that she could come with me if I was going to go and have a baby on Shabbos, so that we would be with somebody. We were just a young couple. This was before we had any children. And we moved in with these good friends of ours. And Shabbos morning, and all of a sudden, the air raid sirens went off, and we heard a boom in the distance. Something had landed somewhere that was close enough that we could hear it. And a few seconds later, our husbands came panting. She lived on the 7th or 8th floor, and there was no Shabbos elevator. They came panting in the door, panting, and breathing heavily. And we all ran into the sealed room. And they explained that they'd actually, they hadn't been able to leave right away because my husband had got psicha. He had opened up the Aron Kodesh in order to take out the Torah, as is the custom for men when their wives are due to be expecting. When they're in the 9th month, they often get the mitzvah of psicha. And so he needed to close the Aron Kodesh again as well afterwards, because there's this idea that we're supposed to complete acts. And so if it opened it, he also had to be the one to close it. So they didn't want to run off home when the air raid siren was calling, because he wanted to close it as well. But notwithstanding that, that's the truth, that we try and endeavor to complete that which we begin, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't begin something if we are uncertain whether we'll be able to complete it or not. And we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, who was given the mitzvah by Hashem to build Are Miklat, to build cities of refuge for unintentional killers, a person who kills somebody unintentionally. And he established those outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though they would not be able to actually become functioning Are Miklat, functioning cities of refuge, until all of them were built. But whatever is in your hands to do, whatever you can do, that we should begin to do, even if we cannot complete the whole thing. How is this relevant to what we're talking about? Much of our worries and fears create sadness when we consider that we can't really do very much. We think that since we can't really make it all better, since we don't really have the power in our hands to actually do it all, and we think, well, what difference will it make if I just do a little bit? Yet we have to know that it is incumbent upon us to do whatever we can do. But not only that the very act of beginning to do is powerfully helpful for us emotionally. When we do the little bit that is given into our hands to do, we at least feel useful. We feel that we have done what is in our hands to do. And this can be a very great effort in combating sadness. If a person feels useless, they feel like they can't do anything. They feel, well, what good is it If I just do a little bit, it's just a drop in the ocean, it's too little, too late, and all of these other kinds of excuses about perfectionism that, you know, if we can't do the whole thing, if we can't do it in the most perfect way, then why even try? But action, taking positive action, is a tremendous healing for the soul, for the spirit. We feel good when we actually can take a step of action. And sometimes when we begin affirmative action, positive actions, a new step will reveal itself to be an option once we've begun, that we maybe didn't see from the beginning, but only now becomes visible. So doing whatever we can do, even if it is not completing anything, even if there may not be any hope that it could actually work, but just starting something, beginning and doing what we can do, can help us to feel a whole lot better. Sitting back with our arms folded, frustrated, sad, not thinking that we can make a difference, feeling so helpless and hopeless, just builds more and more sadness and frustration. But when we engage in a positive act, when we try, when we do something, first of all, the very act of moving and engaging ourselves in something sets off within ourselves hormonally. All kinds of positive hormones get released into our system that help us to feel better. And frequently in the course of doing something, whatever it is, we will engage it with other people. Either we'll be helping someone or we'll be asking somebody else for help. And just feeling that I'm involved with another person can also be a positive act, which can impact then positively upon me and can raise my spirits and take me out of sadness. Sometimes, even if I don't exactly know where it's going to go later, but maybe once I begin, somebody else will come along and say, "Oh, what are you doing? Oh, let's see, maybe I can help a little bit." And then somebody else will come along with a good idea or be prepared to take it the next step. Or maybe they'll give you feedback about how you can do it better, things that you never understood before. I know a number of women who have great ideas about how to move forward in some business endeavor. And I think I've mentioned this before, but they're stuck. They're stuck not doing it. And they're waiting. They're taking all kinds of courses and they're paying people lots of money to teach them other things. And I keep saying, if you just begin and you start and do what you can do, even if it's not perfect, people will come along and tell you what needs to be improved. And you will get feedback and you'll understand what people need and want from the outset. And you won't have to pay so many people so much money. But they don't seem willing to take that piece of advice. And so I'm just handing it over to you, that even if we don't know exactly how it's going to work, what it's going to be, we can't fill in all the blanks. There may be some unknowns. But if we have the germ of a good idea, do what you can do. Begin with something. Get something out there. Once you have something that another person can look at and say, "Oh, I like it, but I don't like that part of it." Or if you did it like this, it would be even more effective. You have something, you have the beginning. Then you have what to work with and other people can get involved and give you their feedback. And you can even look and see and you'll get more objective about it once there's something real there. But as long as it's just a vague idea that no one began in any way or shape or form, you don't know where it's going, but you're just sort of trying to gather more and more information, then it could really stay in theory for a very, very long time. And it can be quite saddening and depressing not to go anywhere with what does seem like a good idea for a long time. So whatever it is, in whatever area where we feel some kind of sadness, let's do what we can. Let's get moving and put in the Hishtadlus. And ironically, when we have hope, then this will give us a lot of the time more inspiration to put in the effort. A lot of people tell me, "But maybe I'm just scared to be disappointed." Yes, it's true. But many people who are scared to be disappointed are scared to even do what they can do, fearing disappointment. A person who is hopeful, even though they may be realistic and know that there is some percentage of chance that they won't be successful, but there's still a large percentage of chance that they will be successful, they're prepared to put in a lot more effort to back up their hopes. So let's take a couple of minutes to think about something that's going on in your life where you need a certain result and you cannot make it all happen. It's not all in your hands. Something that you may be a little bit sad about, something maybe a little bit frustrated about, something that you may be anxious, worried, or fearful about. And just have that in mind. Okay? And now I'm going to ask you to try and relax, which clearly is a little bit paradoxical, but take some moments to sit back now and breathe in deeply and breathe out, releasing every last drop of air from your lungs. Breathe in and breathe out. And imagine in your mind as if you're lying back on a huge sandbag that molds itself to the shape of your body and supports you. And you really can feel so relaxed and calm as you lie back. And in your mind now, imagine yourself in such a peaceful place. A place where you feel surrounded by utter tranquility. Maybe there are sounds of nature around you, or maybe there is total silence. Imagine a very, very peaceful place. And take some moments to breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in again and breathe out again. And now from this very relaxed and peaceful location, allow your mind to gently be guided to the situation at hand. And specifically here to imagining, what can you do? Even if you cannot complete what needs to be done, even if you don't know if what you do will actually end up being helpful, as long as it's not something that would cause damage or create more trouble, what is there that you can do that might be helpful? Take a minute just to think a little bit about what you could do and imagine yourself doing it.
We hope you enjoyed Chayil's Daily Drop of Strength. For more information, go to www.chayil.com. That is www.chayil.com.